తర్వాత సర్రా స్వామి మహాశయ్ ద ఫస్ట్ రిపోర్ట్ ఇట్స్ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ స్వామి మహాశయ్ మోస్ట్ వెనరబుల్ బాంతే వాక్డ్ ఫర్ వన్ అవర్ నోటింగ్ రైట్ అండ్ లెఫ్ట్ ఫుట్ బీయింగ్ లిఫ్టెడ్ మూవ్డ్ అండ్ ప్లేస్డ్ వాజ్ ఏబుల్ టు కీప్ మైండ్ ఆన్ ఫీట్ డిస్పైట్ సమ్ డిస్టర్బెన్సెస్ సచ్ యాజ్ అదర్స్ టాకింగ్ వాజ్ ఆల్సో ఏబుల్ టు వాచ్ థాట్స్ కమ్ అండ్ గో అండ్ ది అదర్ ఫేజ్ ఆఫ్ వాక్ అండ్ ద సారీ And the pace of walking was at a reasonably fast pace. Sitting meditation, watched breath which was shallow and appeared as right nostril at times and left nostril at other times. Only few thoughts came and went. Not distracted by these, occasional sensation watched as it appeared and disappeared. Same with some images. Felt very peaceful. An hour passed quickly. Much gratitude for your guidance to organize and to organizers. May you all attain Nirvana. End of the report, Swami.
Yeah. So I think there is no friction there. So you are continuing well. So more and more we establish mindfulness and we are able to recognize various sensations, various information, various details. So now you are improving yourself. So you may continue. There is a nothing to change and you can continue, please. Yeah.
Most honorable Bhante, walking meditation. My walking deviates, some days boring, sleepy status, swaying from side to side, some days cluster of thoughts arises. Sitting meditation, this is also the same. Some days I go to this empty state, some days dhatu guna, and some days arriving and passing of thoughts. Day to day. I'm not mindful most of the time. Only when a raga dvesha enters the mind, I'm mindful. While doing the daily chores, I listen to sermons and I'm not stressed even when I have a lot of work. I have noticed for no faults of mine that seems to get condemned and criticized by family members. Earlier, I used to get hurt and think of them as obstacles. Now I feel they are the ones who are helping me to see the dvesha as it arrives. Please advise me, Bhante, why I'm not mindful during day to day. May Bhante and all organizers attain Nirvana in this life itself.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah. I think, I mean, you may be mindful about day to day activities as well, but there is nothing special to notice. Things are happening by themselves and you are not bothered. You can maintain your sort of calmness of the mind. So that appear like little boring and that appear like not that mindful. You are not that diligent. So that is what our mind says. But our mind may be mindful. You can check. But previously, we are purposely trying to be mindful. Say, for example, while walking, you are purposely bringing your attention to the touching sensation. Say, while sitting, say, you are purposely bringing your attention to the breath. This is a kind of a forceful mind, forceful being mindful, kind of forceful mindfulness. But later, this becomes sort of a effortless mindfulness. It's a kind of a very soft, very gentle way of mindfulness. So therefore, it's a kind of an improvement. Beginning, we do some forceful mindfulness because otherwise, mind get distracted. But now it is not. Mind likes to stay with us without grasping anything, without holding anything. And it is effortless. It's a kind of a flowing is there. So mindfulness has become sort of a inherent characteristics of our mind. So therefore, there is nothing wrong in your sort of in that situation. And again, if you can experience that your mind is now reducing hate, your mind is now reducing anger, that's also a good sign. Because Buddha informs us or tells us that one of the benefit of Satipatthana meditation is this reduction of Domanasa. Dukkha Domanasana Atthangamaya. That means various suffering, various sort of regrets, resentments, anger, all these are now reducing. Comparatively, they may get reduced. And time to time, of course, we may sometimes we get again confused, again get angry. But there is a tendency of reduction. Comparatively, when compared to, say, previous year. Now, today, it is less anger. Even if I get angry, I know it very well. I am really angry. So, this knowing is the important thing. So we know that I am angry. We know that the mind is lustful. Know that mind has attached with something. So, everything happens under the mindfulness, under the view of mindfulness. So, more we do like that, it becomes sort of not necessary for me to get burdened, not necessary for me to get angry. So the process become evident that unnecessary I am, maybe sometimes I am putting my hand, unnecessary I am going to be worried. So I am my worry. So I can just mind my own business. So likewise, we are trying to sort of release the mind, calm down the mind, and again avoid any entanglements, so that more and more the freedom of mind will be available. Okay, we can move forward.